So yesterday, one of the really subtle points that we were struggling with was Lashitas Nimukei Yosef, which is cited by the Ramah, which really does strike us as the opposite of the Shita the Baalei Tosos of Asi Alim Shuche. What do we do with Shua's really outstanding question? Would you have a woman, you know, even one time is so, you know, profoundly degrading, but this is what her husband needs to survive, you know, masquerade as somebody else? What about doing it multiple times? So I told you initially in the, you know, Madura Kama, you know, I thought that, you know, that would be like a bridge too far, because if the Takana is Shelo Yubnos Yisrael Prutos Barayos, then, you know, the additional time was just like, you know, too much for me. And, you know, Asilim Shuche, you know, this guy really thinks that, you know, it's the Arayos that must be saving him. I reconsidered that point in the Madura Tinyana, as it were, by the next day. And as I said yesterday, it really seems like this is the strict constructionist view, in hu v'chol abizrayu, right? Like the Ran and the Balamar, that it's totally taloi on whether there's an Isser. There is no Arayos, because it's actually his wife. There's no lo sikrivu legalos erva, because she's not, you know, omeid b'fanav aruma, because, again, it's his wife, and there's not even l'saper me'achore hageder, if you think that's abizrayhu, because, again, it's really his wife. So, then we saw Rav Nachman Krivkovsky in the Avodas HaMelech, you know, who maintains that the Rambam doesn't hold from the din of abizrayhu. So what's his whole explanation? And we'll go back over the Lashon of the Rambam in a second. His whole explanation is that the Rambam's coming from Sariel? Right, the Takanos Chachamim that fits into the broader rubric called, which set of Takanos? Makin Va'onshin Shalom Min Adin. Right, so just like they could decide that a person who's Rochev B'sos B'Shabbos Hayivanim is gets a Chiyuv Misa Shalom Min Adin, or a person who's Tokei Ishto, you know, Tachas Ho'etz, you know, Bifnei Am Vo'eda, it's not Boel Aramis, it's not Kanaim Bogimbo, but Lemigder Milsa, so they have a right to do this. So, you know, we had a discussion, and we weighed both sides yesterday. Is that like a kol shekein? If Bezdin is allowed to be meimis biadayim, somebody who actually isn't chayiv misa, so kal v'chomer just to decree that this man has to die of his own timtum halev of hela libotina. That's one side. Shimon and I were partial to the other side, that actually you can't really prove it. We would be masig on the avodas hamelech. For all of our, you know, admiration for the Avodas HaMelech, we would be masig on him and say, no, it's one thing for Bezdin to do it because that achieves the purposes of the Migdar Milsa, because everybody sees that Bezdin is Mamis, this guy, like Shimon Ben Shetach being subjecting Shmonim Nashim Ba'ashkelon Letzliya Midin Kishuf, you know, it made a big impact. But, you know, who's to say, you know, the general says, let them send out the Achashtranim B'nei HaRamachim to let everybody know this guy's got to die for Helali Botina purposes. But Shimon and I were skeptical, and Shimon brought a Rayu Ladavar from the Ramban, regarding Hachraza, that the Hachraza isn't a Prat, but the Hachraza is the whole Mechayev in Misa, because the Cholam Yishmu V'Yiro V'lo Yezidun Ode. Okay, so that's what we saw yesterday. So Shimon, you know, since you agreed with me, no, Chas V'Shalom, since I like your Svara very much, why don't you read the Rambam? Let's do it another few times today, and then we'll be in the Divrei Yirmiya, one of the few Chachmei Hungaria that, as we've noted, wasn't part of the school of the Chasam Sofer, and then we'll be back in the Avodas HaMelech, because I really believe, and continue to believe, and you'll point out what it reminds you of, sort of broadly speaking, in the world of the Rambam, that this is the correct understanding of Shitas Rabbeinu HaRambam. Okay, so this is the eighth source. Again, let's just go over it again one or two more times. Right, so as we noted yesterday, that was our theory in the Rif, that the Rif paskin, the Gemara, you just thought it was afilu penuya, so that emerges pretty clearly from the Rambam. It's Lav davka eishas ish. And remember, for the Avodas HaMelech, it mamish makes no difference whether it's an eishas ish or pnuya, because it's all, midin, makin vonch and shalom and adin, takana, because he doesn't think that the Rambam really has a din of abizrahu. Fine. So, afilu haisa pnuya.
Afilu adavim amayachore agadar in morim obakach, yamat mo yoru adavim amayachore agadar.
Okay. Really interesting formulation of takana. The takana, just, you know, in the Lashon HaGemara, Shlo Yubinos Yisrael Prutos Barayos. But the Rambam is really, you know, Al Mishkalo Sat Tzedek, Kedarko Bakodesh, Shlo Yubinos Yisrael Hefker, stage one, and then stage two, well, what's, you know, just past Hefker is V'yavo B'dvarim Elu Lifrots Barayos, as if to say, you know, these are two different phases. Really interesting, and hopefully we'll come back to that. But as Sariel noted already yesterday, and he waited patiently, Kedarko Bakodesh, that he pointed out the Rambam's emphasis on the Hora'a, Ein Morin Lo Bekach, V'yamus, and then, if you missed it the first time, the Rambam comes back and says, V'lo Yoru L'daber Ima Me'achorei Ageder, that you can't give such a psak. You know, how could you tell somebody to do this? Because that would be mafkir benos Yisrael, and that's the kind of thing that will then, you know, as we like to say in the 20th century, would lead to mixed dancing, and then eventually, you know, lifrots barayos per se. So Divrei Yirmiya, I'm just going in chronological order, and then the Avodas HaMelech were meir the following. Okay, so Shimon, go ahead. Try that one again. Yim tzelo b'li hora'a. You know, he doesn't go for hora'a, but he finds a way to do just this. Right? That there's going to be a tzarech iyun. Im yamos v'lo yidaber ima l'das ha-ramam, she'ein. So a little bit tentative, but that's exactly what Sariel was trying to point out yesterday. That if you go back and you read the Rambam, it seems like there are two very different dinim. And this would actually really support the Avodas HaMelech, that the Rambam's not operating b'din Abizrayu, that there's a bright red line between Tiboy Elo and anything else. So when it comes to Tiboy Elo, what did the Rambam say? Yomus v'al Tiboy Elo afilu haisa pnuya, full stop. There, right, the Maisa is the Maisa b'Isser, Maisa b'Avera, and, you know, Yomus v'al Yavor. You can't say Yehareg v'al Yavor because he's dying himself. That will be the second half of Shir. Then, there the issue is, how could Bezdin give a hurrah? Sariel. It's worth waiting for, right? So the Divrei Yirmiya said, well, since he's Hungarian, he would say atazoi, unfortunately, instead of atazei, but still, right, just so, that's exactly the point, that you can't give such a hora'a, because that would effectively, if Bezdin is going to do that, be mafkir benos Yisrael, and then what are you going to expect if society turns into a ma'aras pritzim, a den of licentiousness? Ha-ma'aras paritzim haya habayas hazeh. Avikon, where is that pasuk from? Mu'utar b'chavtal et svarim. Yirmiyahu Perek Zayin. Okay. So don't be surprised if the Gushpanka of Bezdin, if Bezdin is going to put their seal on such a psak, that what's going to happen? You know, it's going to give people a sense that, okay, so it's not so bad. Me'achorei hageder. Next week there won't be a geder. next week nobody, you know. So these things, you know, nafsho shel adan mecham dasan, as we like to say, by Arayos, and therefore, okay. So that's the Divrei Yirmiya. The Avodas HaMelech, very fascinating. You could already see where he's going with this by saying that the Rambam doesn't hold of Abizrahu. So, Shimon, go ahead. So again, where there's a Divrei Yirmiya was tentative, the Avodas HaMelech says it's exactly the correct reading. So now, and I do, I'm absolutely convinced of that. That's exactly what the Rambam says. And I just would like to strengthen the point that would explain the erstwhile repetition in the Rambam. Barinholtz, what do I mean by that? What was the point of repetition that bothered me? Right. So now if you say, Afilo darbi ma mechori agedah in morin lo bekach, v'yambos v'lo yoru l'darbi ma mechori agedah. It's not repetitive, because what the Rambam is saying is that's where Beis Din can't give a horah. But in the case of Bia Atzma, that's not an issue of horah, that's an iser. Right, the l'chol adam ein misrapin bekach. Now again, that might be the Rambam l'shitaso, because if she's a pnuya, why would that be, misrapin, begilu arayos? What's the arayos? Where's the arayos? I mean, I understand if you would say that it's limited to Eishes Ish. So where's the arayos? But then that compels you to say midin abizrahu, right? I mean, you may be forced to say that in some measure anyway. But what do we know, which is sort of unique to Shita Sarambam, about Pnuya? No question, right? But the previous Avodas HaMelech is saying no Abizrael. What Shita do we know the Rambam holds to the Ravid? Yeah. Kedesha. Beautifully done. Right? Kodem Matan Torah la'achar Matan Torah. So the Shita Sarambam, where the Isser Kedesha of Bia outside of the framework of Kiddushin takes on unique significance. I don't know that you can avoid the Abizrael issue altogether, but I think that's certainly a piece of the puzzle. Now, what I really wanted to say. What does this remind you of? Where the Rambam seems to be totally focused, or at least significantly focused, on the Hora'ah. This is a motif in the Rambam, in these areas. We saw this, feels like a while ago, because we've, Baruch Hashem, seen a lot since then, but it really wasn't that long ago. Whereas the Rambam has a very, very, Avi? Much, much more recent and much more closely related. I know what you're thinking, but you can do better, sharper. Well, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, give you a one-word hint. Yerushalmi. Shimon? Yerushalmi and Trumos, a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So, if the person is Chayiv Misa, Kesheva ben Bichri, the Chora, according to Reish Lakish, you can hand him over. And the Rambam seems to paskin that way, but, Zo Eina Mishnas Chasidus, Eliyahu's intervention with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, so how does the Rambam formulate that? How does he come down on that issue? Ein Morin Lo Lasos Kein Lechachila. Such a Hora'ah can't be given. Now, Shimon, do the math for us. So why am I so focused on the conjunction, or as Gavi would say in French, sushtel, between these two halachos? What's the conjunction? One of them is obviously shvichos damim, the other is giloy arayos.
They have to give
What emerges as the true point of parallelism? Ariel. The Rambam is saying in both cases, that even when technically speaking, there's something which is, Sariel, you're nodding sagaciously, so go ahead. Even when technically speaking, something is mutter, but it's part of one of these, you know, areas, the Gimel Chamuros, Shvichos Damim, in the case of the Yerushalmi and Trumos, handing the guy over, even though your intention is Hatzalas Harapim, but they're requiring you to hand this person over. Or, you know, in this case, where technically speaking it would be permissible for her Lamod Me'achorei HaGeder, who can't really be involved, at least not L'chatchila, Bezdin. Bezdin can't put their Hashgacha on such things. Bezdin, which represents this week's parsha, right, the Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibor, the Einei Ha'eda, Bezdin are the embodiment of Torah Shabal Peh, right? Bezdin HaGadol Shirushalayim, or Ikar Torah Shabal Peh, Amude Horah, Shemisham, you know, Teitzei Choku Mishpat, V'chol Yisrael, V'chol HaMamin, B'moshe Rabbeinu V'saraso, Chayav Lismoch, Maaseh Hadas Aleihen, Ulishayin Aleihem, they're walking Sifrei Torah, for Bezdin to say, okay, Tesaper Yimo Me'achori Ageder, for Bezdin to hand somebody over, it's unacceptable, because it creates, as the Rambam says here, first a certain Hefkeros, and then once the, you know, cow is out of the barn, as it were, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. And there are certain areas where Bezdin is uniquely charged. And so this is a motif, right, in the Rambam. We're seeing the emergence of a motif of halacha ve'ein morin kein, ein morin kein l'chatchila, even though nobody was more protective, ambitious about v'chai bohem, and we're not insensitive to the fact that there are, you know, human lives on the other end of the halachic equation, afal pichein v'afal pichein, for Bezdin to go ahead and give a gushpanka, to give a seal of approval to this kind of conduct, is something which is, you know, really playing with fire. Hefkeros, and then ultimately pritzos. In the case of the Yerushalmi and Trumos, Shimon, well done, right? I think we have a similar phenomenon where for Bezdin to say that, oh yeah, you know, we'll hand over a Jew, even though his personal story is anomalous, this guy is Chayiv Misa Kesheva Ben Dichri, so, you know, maybe he has it coming to him and your attempt is to be Matzil HaSarabim, but we don't want to go down that path. We don't want to start down the path of choosing one life over the other life. So Ein Morin Lasos Kein L'Chatchila, what we always called the Reish Lakish plus point of view. Okay, excellent. So we've, I think, really established the parameters of Hela Libotina this week, which is really heartening. But we have now one critical piece of the puzzle, which is raised by Rabbi Isser Zalman, and takes us sort of back to the fundamental issue here, which is, you know, how do we relate to this person? So a big part of our analysis has obviously been rooted in what Michael likes to call Hakolofi Ha'inyan, the perspective that the reason that the Zera Avram could be Mekel in the case of a person having to be Yonek Midade Ha'isha, Al Yedei Prisas Hasadin, was that was Bechol Misrapin, but it wasn't driven by Avera. It wasn't driven by a desire to perform an Avera. But this guy, Shelo Yechote Niskar, or Shelo Yehe Harotza, Lavor Niskar, we can't treat this person the same way. We have to be extremely severe with him because it's the very Avera which he, you know, pursues. That's, you know, what we're developing. Okay, so that's been a big part of, you know, the approach that we're trying to articulate. But, you know, Sof Kol Sof, the Eben Hazel, Rabbi Isser Zalman, you know, raises a very important issue, which is in all respects the last and critical piece of the sugya. So Rabbi Isser Zalman says the following. Shimon, go ahead.
Means that Maspik the Alkopanamata from the Sukkah.
Right. So the Rabbi Yisrael Zalman, so he says, you know, the Merkeves HaMishnah says, look, you know, this guy is, you know, he's dug his own grave. You know, nobody forced him to be Hela Libotina, so we're not going to be so, you know, helpful to him on the back end. And the Rabbi Yisrael Zalman says a little bit of Rachmanis. Right now, he's a Chola Mesukan. You know, halavai, that he didn't get there, especially not in the way that he got there. So he says, for this we need the Gemara Sukkah, Taf Chavhei Amud Beis. So you can see, you know, the humanitarian streak of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman. Rabbi Lichtenstein Zatzal used to like to quote us that there was a saying in the days of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman that Valt Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Gevein in Am Aretz, Aber Gar in Am Aretz, if Rabbi Yisrael Zalman was in Am Aretz, a complete and total Am Aretz, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman bleibt to Shein Steyid in Yerushalayim. He would have remained the finest and nicest Jew you ever met in your life. The nicest Jew in Yerushalayim. So you can see a little bit of that here. So Rabbi Yisrael Zalman's okay. You know, he's a big Avaryan that he should get to a Chola Mesukan because he needs to be with this woman, Hela Libotina. But right now he's a Chola Mesukan. And what, we can't help him? So he says, for this, you know, we need the Gemara Sukkah, Daf Chafhei Amid Beis, Gabe Mitzdoer. So, good thing that, you know, we can look these things up. So that, you know, for Mr. Zalman, that was enough for him. But, you know, for us, it's good to be able to check out what he was saying. Okay, so, Shimon, you want to enlighten us? Okay, right, so that's, why is that Pshita? Because an Avel, in general, is Mechuyav in all mitzvos. He's not an Onein, he's an Avel, right? So, of course he's Chayav. Oh, so maybe it's like part of the gather of Mitztoyer, right? So this guy is also Mitztoyer. He's emotionally bereaved. He's dealing with, you know, his loss. And okay, you know, it's interesting, the tour of Mitztoyer. Like, what's the nature of that tour? There's a lot to be said for that. In the past, we've spoken a lot about whether Geshem is Midian Mitztoyer, you know, my view about that. There's no Chavta Shol Sukkah versus other kinds of Mitztoyer is Vuvin and Yitushin, where that's really a din in the Gavra. So be that as it may, you remember, anybody remember the Taz I told you around Sukkah's time about this? Building off the Bach? Okay, do you have it? You're usually good at these retention points. The Taz that we spoke about in September. Oh. Okay, so building off, you know, his father-in-law's Heara, where the father-in-law says, "Leman yedu derasechem ki vasuko so shavti es b'nei Yisrael," right, that the mitzvah min amuvchar can only be accomplished if you have the proper kavana, the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, like "Leman tiyataras Hashem b'ficha by tefillin," and "Leman tiskru by tzitzis." So the Taz expanded his father-in-law's, you know, doctrine and said, "Ah, so that must be the basis of the Ptur Mitztayer. If you can't really accomplish that kavana, so what use is there to the mitzvah altogether?" That's as I pointed out, that's much more than the Bach himself said. He just said it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. He never said that it was ma'akev in the mitzvah. So the Taz is a little, you know, zealous there, you know, for his father-in-law's, you know. Maybe he wrote that during the engagement period. He was looking to ingratiate himself with the family. But okay, so in any event, this is the Ptur Mitztoyer. So why not? Sounds like a reasonable case. How is the Avel, especially, you know, from the Taz's point of view, how in the world is the Avel going to be able to, you know, focus on Leman Yedu Derasechem? After all, you know, he's really, distracted. It's, you know, what the Gemara calls in a different context, you know, kind of a tir de mitzvah. Okay. So go ahead, Shimon. Right, so this is what Rabbi Yisrael Zalman was driving at, obviously. So he says, there's a big difference what we call tzara de memela and ihu hu de kamitzara nafshe. Let's take a look at Rashi just as a good way of clearing, you know, the defining our terms. Pshita. Right, it's emerging as a natural, organic consequence of the sukkah. Since it's totally exogenous, none of this is intrinsic to the sukkah, it's completely extrinsic, so, you know, Allah, he has a sacred responsibility to, you know, gain control over his inner, you know, emotional realm. And that's what Rabbi Zalman was saying, that you see here, obviously the stakes are much higher. We're not just talking about a mitzvah saseh, not to chalila be mezalzel, the mitzvah of sukkah, but here, you know, we're talking about, you know, dine nefashos. But what Rabbi Zalman is saying is proof of concept. Proof of concept. We see that the halacha can demand that you get a hold of yourself. Right? The halacha demands mi boile lituve daite. Chova lav liashev daite the mitzvah. You have to take hold and organize yourself and get a grip, you know, for purposes of mitzvah yeshiva besukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan says it out in a very, I think, you know, powerful way. Wow. So, Aval Betzar Hazeh, Mechuyav Lehis Ameitz, a person has to demonstrate, you know, courage, inner emotional fortitude, Ulhasiach Tzaro, right? And to, you know, sort of push off, you know, we talk about Hasei Chadas, sort of an active cognitive gesture to heroically control one's inner world. Here he's talking about tefillin, but it doesn't really matter. Be'ez ha'nechasam, right? So, you know, whether it's for purposes of the mitzvah of sukkah or tefillin, or, you know, in our context, for the purposes, you know, that we're discussing, Hela Libo Tina, Rabbi Yisrael Zalman's Heara is such a profound one. Rabbi Yisrael Zalman is saying, don't you understand and don't you appreciate? Like, you know, if by sukkah this is what's required, there is a proof of concept in halacha that a person has to be able to take hold of themselves. And yeah, you know, what the Merkavis HaMishta said might come off as a little bit cold, Shehu Garam Le'atzmo, but the point is that, yes, we have proof of concept that, you know, who goim latzmo, there's still, you know, liability in such cases. And that, I think, is an incredibly powerful, let's say, capstone or coup de grace to the whole discussion, because, you know, what that really reflects, I believe, is the mahalich that we've been, you know, trying to develop. We'll just finish at this point, then we'll go, you know, over. But just to finish with this one line, so that's really the idea, is that as, you know, much rachmanis as we would wish to have for this individual who is a cholam mesukan right now, and it might not actually require arayos, according to some it might be abizrayo, lo sikrivu legalos erva, right? The halacha has an expectation of our being able to assert a degree of control over our inner world. And because that's true, and specifically because that's true, that's true where the stakes are lower. That's true when it comes to avelos and sukkah, etc., tefillin, as the case may be. And that applies when your life is on the line, that you have to take hold and demonstrate, an inner fortitude. I love the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. I find it, you know, particularly inspiring. Mechuyav lehis ametz ulhasiach tzaro. That a person has a chiyuv. You know, there's the Rav would always talk about the misconception, and we'll come to the Rav a little bit as we expand this discussion, but the Rav would very often talk about, you know, the idea of, he was mechalik between koach and gevura, the two brachos of the Birchas HaShachar, ozer Yisrael begevura. Koach is physical strength. Gevura is fortitude, and that's really, very definitional of Klal Yisrael, ozer Yisrael begevura. The halacha has an absolute expectation for us to be able to be sholeit, to control not only our behavior, but to control, you know, our inner world. And I want to reflect on that a little bit more broadly as we finish off.